हाँ डाटा अच्छा
This chapter called Ramding Sky Cave actually contains all the instructions that a person needs to attain enlightenment. Because the song, the first song called The Eight Ornaments of the Profound Meaning, describes the view, meditation, conduct, and fruition in a profound way. And even the second song, the song of the eight kinds of certainty, also contains a profound description of view, meditation, conduct, and fruition. And then even in the song when Milarepa would not open the door for Rachungpa, the song that Rachungpa offered to Milarepa from outside the cave, describes the native state, Ma Mudra, Dzogchen, the middle way, in a complete way.
And
in Milarepa's song in reply, that begins, "There is no other Buddha apart from your own mind," there are many important and profound points of Vajra, about Vajrayana practice of Nadi, Prana, and Bindu.
Tene rejong bala yang kalop shadam kalop tele yang samumoni.
And in the song where Milarepa offers, when Milarepa gives to Rachungpa many kinds of advice, then there are also lots of things to think about, important things for us to think about in there.
Ti yugala monlan jendrewe pulop la pai tokpa jebar yo. Nase chukyu tokpa te pei nyam la zobar yo. Kipe tsikye de la tene monlan samu yo bar. Jisun asun ten kire.
And at the end of this song, Milarepa's prayer, "My son, we are related to each other by our prayers. I pray in you be born your father's realization. May you soon realize, son, in your own experience, that everything appearing is the Dharmakaya." That is a profound aspiration. Later we will sing it again.
And
in Rachungpa's final song that he offers to Milarepa, he describes some profound practices that one does in austerity about, and also about, it's a practice, it's a song that describes the practice of how to give up attachment to this life. That's what this song is actually about. And this is why this chapter, Ramding Sky Cave, contains actually in a concise way all the instructions that one needs to attain enlightenment.
You
could read lots of volumes of instructions, but once you have read it once, it doesn't stay with you. You don't remember teachings that are given like that. Profound and concise teachings are more important. For example, the text called the Ocean of Definitive Meaning, Mahamudra, the Ocean of Definitive Meaning, called known as the Ngedun Gyamtso, is a very thick book. But in terms of practice, actually, Milarepa's song distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Mahamudra and his song of Mahamudra are better. They're better than this whole text. Because those songs, at least you can memorize, you can learn them by heart and put them into practice. You read the Ngedun Gyamtso once and you don't remember anything. Most people, that's the case. If you could remember it, then that would be great. But most people can't. On the other hand, if you memorize the song distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Mahamudra, then you learn about the three different stages. The stage when there's no realization, the stage when there is realization, and the ultimate nature with regard to outer appearances, with regard to your own inner perceiving mind, with regard to your body, with regard to demons. You learn, what are these like when there's no realization? What are they like when there is realization? What is their ultimate nature? Those such important things to know. You can learn all of this profound, all of these profound things just by memorizing one song.
And
in Milarepa's Song of Mahamudra, he describes six ways to rest in Mahamudra meditation. And the whole book, the Ngedun Gyamtso, the Ocean of Definitive Meaning, does not contain any instruction beyond those six ways of resting. You could read the whole thing, try to find one thing in that whole big book that isn't included in these six ways. You could request many, many empowerments and read many, many texts, but except for having some nice thing to put on your bookshelf, it doesn't benefit you because you don't remember a single page out of all of it. So a lot of people like to be able to say, I've gotten so many empowerments and I've studied so many texts, and they have a very nice bookshelf with all their books on the bookshelf, but they don't even remember one page of any of it. On the other hand, if you just learn by heart these two songs, the song distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Mahamudra and the song of Mahamudra, then whenever you want to recite them, they're perfectly available for you to do that. You could recite them in day, night, Whenever you remember the view, you're ready to sing them. Whenever you want to meditate, you're ready to sing them. They're perfect.
Tene malarebe danda ngendo zokpa ngale tama te kapso thani tsike lonre te nyamnyong wesa je ngala zo te la lomne saya makoso nama pecher sherbe namdu desomwa.
In his song, The Five Perfections of the Definitive Meaning, Milarepa sings in the last verse, all conventions and scriptures and logic are perfect when I taste clear light, and so I do not need to study in the conventional way. I am the blissful yogi. My texts are whatever appears. It's like that.
Tene lobjon tamje ranga nama dan semni le lobjon zera ma do tele yemba lobjon zera yema re sero ta ka yema re.
When you study, you're either studying what appears to you or your own mind. There's nothing else to study. How could you possibly study anything else, because there is nothing that exists outside.
Tene namjo jeba chuni ni nan ni yo.
In his song called Equality and the Seven Things to Forget, Milarepa sings at the end, when I realize appearances are my texts, I forget all about those big books with their letters in black. It's okay to forget the Dharma that's just a heavy load. You can sleep your whole life in a library. If you don't open a book, they won't help you. You won't have benefited from that at all. The books aren't going to teach you themselves. You have to practice yourself. We have to see what Milarepa did in his own life and how we can follow his example.
Ramdeng nampung dawo trapo yo tela ramdeng nampung tayo tela yang yomang gortangre.
Here close by there's a cave that's very much like Ramdeng Sky Cave, and we went there this morning and we'll go again and sing these songs there.
Yeah ta gortangore tambo jamni loma soke.
Now we need to sing some songs of realization. And first, the German students will together sing a song.
Lord Rupes, Spirit, Son of the Freedom Path, please bless this beggar to stay in mountain. With the germ of the world.
de lo jo de samada be je ga zo dane de la je ba zo ne je do je ba.
May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma.
Sunandaya
Bhamje Sipani Tome Nyebe Dhanam Bhamje Kekanachi Balak Chupai Sive Sode Dova Dovaju
Nende Nyemo Dele Chendele Nyeme Pongyang Dele Nyemzen Tato Dele Kunjo Sumje Dhaju.